This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 6 Pentecost underscore Friday underscore CE. First posted July 9, 2010, Romans 6:3-11 Dying and rising with Christ, when we are baptized into Christ, we are baptized into his death. We have been buried with him in death, so that we can share in his resurrection to new life by the glory of God the Father. If we have been united with him in death, we will also be united with him in his resurrection. Our old nature, our sinful flesh, has been crucified, so that we might no longer be slaves. Romans 6:3-11 of sin. Those who have died are freed from sin. If we believe that we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live eternally with him. Christ, having been raised from physical death, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. He died once for all to sin, so that he can now live to serve and glorify God. So we must also consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to serve and please God, through Jesus Christ. Commentary: Water baptism by immersion is an apt symbol, a visual metaphor, of physical death and resurrection. But water baptism is a covenant between God and the candidate. Because it is a spiritual rite, the amount of water is not conditional, as the Eucharistic feast, the Feast of Holy Communion, the New Passover, the Lord's Supper, is not conditional upon the amount of the elements of bread and wine. Because it is a covenant, it can be entered into by the candidate himself, or a representative, such as his parents in the case of infant baptism. In the case of infant baptism, the candidate must affirm the covenant when he becomes of age. God is faithful. When we keep our part of the covenant, he will keep his part. I personally testify that I was baptized as an infant, and affirmed the covenant at middle age. I have no need to be re-baptized, or immersed. The baptism of the Holy Spirit attests to the covenant between God and myself. We must endeavor to die daily to the flesh so that we can live to serve and please God. We can resist temptation to sin, disobey God's word, by the indwelling Holy Spirit. When we yield to temptation, we become further enslaved. When we resist, we become further freed. Born again, John 3:3-5-8, Christians personally experience the risen Jesus. Because we know with certainty that Jesus lives eternally, we can believe that we will also live eternally with him. The indwelling Holy Spirit gives us the power to resist temptation, so that we can be free to serve and please the Lord. We must not use that freedom to indulge our own human desires. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.